Welcome back to the Radio Sports page here on KNIA and KRLS. John Mowinkle here, joined by University of Iowa softball player and PCM alumna J.C. Voss, as we have our alumni update segment here on the sports page. First of all, J.C., thanks for joining us. We'll get started here just by asking you, first of all, what's the overall transition been like here now from your junior college days at DMAC to getting settled in here at the University of Iowa here? How's kind of the first semester gone for you?
It's definitely a change of pace, mostly with classes. But from junior college to transitioning into Division I sports-wise, I think DMAC did a really good job of preparing us competitively. We actually competed against a lot of other Division I schools, so I think we were prepared in that sense. The school part, it was definitely a different change of pace, but we're getting into it now, so it's all good.
Yeah, well, let's just talk about the fall season a little bit here. You guys did have some games canceled. In the games that Iowa did play, you guys did go undefeated, and you said that you did get to play in some of those games. How kind of things go just in general, your first kind of go-around in a Division I softball program? Obviously a little bit slower pace being in the fall season, not quite the real deal yet, but how was kind of the fall season for you? How'd that go for you?
It went really well, actually. There's a lot of transfers on the team. We have a lot of girls that were recruited from outside, so we've got about 28 girls. And I think the fall season was just about trying to mesh, trying to figure out who works where the best. And I think that was the fun part of fall ball. So we all got to kind of like get a little taste of what spring might be like, and yeah, it was good.
Well, you did have a nice career at DMAC, like we mentioned, including some first-team all-academic honors, second-team all-region honors there in the NJCAA. When you were there, were you kind of expecting to be able to move on and play softball at the next level, or was it something that, you know, kind of along the way you discovered, hey, maybe I can play at the next level? What was kind of the situation there? How was that? What's kind of your journey there?
Yeah, so I actually had no plans to play softball after DMAC, and I was all set up to go to Iowa just for school, and then about mid-April, I think, is when Coach Ligori came to me, and he was like, hey, I was looking for a utility player. Do you mind if I send him your name? And then that happened, and so we set up an official visit, and I got here, and it was awesome, and it was way too big of an opportunity to pass up. So that's when I decided to play softball here at Iowa.
Awesome. Well, so it sounds like then I was going to ask you if you had any other options afterwards, but it sounded like you were pretty set on Iowa academically, and then the softball thing just kind of was the icing on the cake. Is that right?
Yeah. It all just kind of fell into place. So it was nice.
Awesome. So moving on to, you know, more softball here. DMAC, a very successful program, third place finish nationally last year. And you said that they prepared you pretty well to play at the next level. That being said, how exactly, what are some of the specifics, you know, how did DMAC prepare you, you know, for higher levels of college softball?
So we had a fall season at DMAC also. And our fall schedule consisted of only Division I schools. So we played people like Wisconsin, Iowa, Iowa State. We played Creighton. We played a lot of very high-level and very well-known softball teams. And so we saw a lot of really, really good pitching. And just we saw a lot of things that you might not see yet at the junior college level. So it really prepares us and kind of gets our name out there in the Division I level, the high level of softball. So it's a really good thing that Coach Ligori did.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you're still relatively new to the program here at Iowa. Still, though, you are an upperclassman, and you come from a junior college program, like we said, that's no stranger to success, that to an Iowa team that, you know, they haven't had a winning season since 2013. They haven't had a winning Big Ten campaign since 2012. And that being said, what can you, as someone that is, you know, used to winning like that, what can you bring to the clubhouse as someone who comes from a successful program? How can you use your voice, you know, to help things out and possibly help Iowa, bring Iowa up to the next level?
Yeah. So a big thing at DMAC was our culture, like within our team. We were all about each other. It was all about being team-oriented. And I believe that not only me, but a lot of us DMAC girls, we wanted to bring that culture over to Iowa. And I think we will be able to bring that culture into Iowa, and I think that that's what it was missing, or that's what a lot of teams are missing, and I don't know, bringing that will most definitely help the success here at Iowa, so...
Yeah, well, we'll find out in about a month away is when the season starts. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But first of all, I'd have to imagine that, you know, playing not only in Division I, but in the Big Ten, a Big Ten program is on a whole different level, you know, a lot more rigorous than what you had been used to before. That being said, what are, you know, some of the biggest differences in a Big Ten school like Iowa? How the team, how the program, you know, operates as a whole, being involved in that?
I would say that we do a lot of the same things as junior college. We do get a little bit more benefits, I will say, which is that's awesome. We have a lot more people or who have jobs, specific jobs that they can help us be the best that we can be. But yeah, that's the awesome part, that they have so many resources for us to really, and technology to really be the best that we can be.
Well, and let's take a look at some of your schedule here as the season, like we said, gets started about a month away, February 7th. You're going to be making a whole lot of trips. You're going to be spending a lot of time in the air, but you're going to have some awesome experiences. You're going to be making trips to a trip to South Carolina. You're going to go to Atlanta for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Then you go to Hawaii for a few days, then a couple separate tournaments in Florida in March. Then you finally get into conference play with your home opener on March 19th. You're going to go see all those different Big Ten schools, the campuses, all that type of stuff. A lot of travel. I'm sure you got to be excited along with the team. That being said, what are some things that, you know, you're most looking forward to with this upcoming season?
What I'm most looking forward to is really just being with the team, being with the girls, traveling, getting to see places that I've never seen before, just making new experiences and getting to do it with these girls is really what I'm looking forward to.
Well, and then on that same note, then, what's kind of the outlook for this season? Some of the goals that you guys have set as a team, and then maybe some of your personal goals, what you're hoping to accomplish this season at Iowa?
Well, as a team, I know that we've been talking a lot about the Big Ten tournament. We definitely have high hopes of being Big Ten champions, so that's definitely on the radar. Personal goals, I really want to be able to perform in the batter's box. I want to be able to do a lot of different things, just be kind of have a very well-rounded offensive game is my goal for this season.
Obviously still a whole month to go and things can change between now and the start of the season. But what are you kind of expecting your role to be in this Iowa team? Are you expecting to start? Are you going to play more of a utility spot? What's kind of your expectations for what you're going to play here at Iowa?
Yep. So we don't really know the lineup yet, and it's always expected to change. But my role right now, at least, I am on the bases, and I get to run for people who are hurt, for people who get a courtesy runner. So I'm able to work my strengths on the bases with my speed and aggression. So, and I'm happy to do that, which is awesome.
Well, and the great thing about that, too, is, you know, being a junior coming into the program, you still have time to work your way into the potentially into the starting lineup come next year. How exciting is that? Just knowing that, you know, you have a chance, you have the potential to be a key player in a Big Ten program here.
Oh, yeah. I believe I have every day to give a chance to be in the starting lineup. And things change. Unfortunately, sometimes people get hurt. They get a little bit tired. So I'm always there to be a reliever. Or, you know, if I just am, I'm able to work, get my work ethic up, and get my way in the starting lineup. So.
Well, JC, again, we appreciate your time here with us. We certainly look forward to watching some Iowa softball coming up here this spring. Again, the season is just about a month away, coming up February 7th. The Hawkeyes will get things started down in South Carolina at a tournament down there. JC, we appreciate your time with you with us here, and we wish you the best luck here this season.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, again, that's been J.C. Voss, a softball player at the University of Iowa and an alumnus of PCM High School here on the Radio Sports page. We'll take a time out, and we'll be back after this on KNIA and KRLS.